Do you find that when you're doing gigs, do you get people joining in? Because I felt like I was going to join in at the end. I didn't, because I didn't want
to
be rude.
To be honest, no, it's actively encouraged. I kind of see gigs as it's a conversation, more of a come and look at me, what I'm doing. It's more like I want everyone in the room to join in and get involved. And, yeah, actively encouraged is to join in. So if you want to, you're totally welcome.
What is a stomp box?
My stomp box is it's in my bag.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a caveman effects pedal. It's a wooden box. Inside it is a, I think it's kind of like a bass guitar pickup. A friend made it for me. It basically gives the sound of a kick drum, but I don't have to carry a kick drum with me. It's just a small little box, and I just plug it into the PA. And what I found was, a couple of years ago, I was watching this band, and it was just a guitarist and like a mandolin player, and they're called Fire Pit Collective, and everyone was dancing to them, and I was like, what are they doing? And it's because they had that beat going, and everyone was dancing, so, and it's changed everything for my sound. It's kind of, obviously I'm not doing it now, but yeah, it's just
you've hidden it away.
I've hidden it away. Yeah, it's in that box over there.
I can't see over the. So I can't see it, but anyway. do you have to actually play it with your foot?
It's actually just stomping on. It's just tapping my feet.
Yeah.
And then just this big boom comes out of it. I did last year called Wistful. A lot of sound guys, when I turn up with this, kind of think it's meant to be like this subtle little thing in the background. Mm. But they realised what it was and just whacked it up really loud and through these massive speakers, and it was just going. It's kind of like acoustic techno, really. Yeah.
And you've obviously got to be able to keep in time as well.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd be able to do it. The hardest bit, actually, is nearly falling over, because kind of just doing this and singing and playing at the same time. But it took a bit of practice, but I think I've got it sorted.
You stand up to do it, not because I would have thought sitting down means you've got to stand up.
Yeah, stand up to do it, yeah.
Have you had any near misses where you've sort of gone into the audience with it, or not yet?
A few, yeah. I haven't fallen off any stages yet, but it's normally it's all right. I did a gig last week. I was up in Newcastle on Underline, supporting a guy called Steve Ignorant. Most of the time, the stock box stays where it should be, but the floor in there was slightly slippery, so it just kind of slid around the stage. So I'm kind of trying to do the thing and then just trying to chase it with my foot.
Tell us about the guitar.
I've got his Sigma travel guitar. For a long time before I got this, I wanted something like this for a while, because I do a lot of festivals, and the way I got into festivals was mainly turning up and blagging my way in to start with, and it was just kind of going around and playing different places. With this, it's a little guitar. I don't know, it's about half the size of a normal guitar. You can put it on your back, and you can also put it in hand luggage for if you're going on planes and stuff. And yeah, for me, and also because I'm quite a short guy in photos, it makes me look like a normal sized person.
You know, you're a normal sized person. Don't say that. But is it easier to play?
It's no difference. I've actually shown this to a lot of my musician friends, and they're always quite shocked that it's actually quite a nice instrument to play. So it's all right. Yeah, it's no different to a normal guitar. It's just slightly smaller. That's all. But anything is when. If I've borrowed someone else's guitar, I feel like I've got my dad's guitar sort of thing, like this big version on.
Grown up one.
Yeah, they've got a grown up one. Yeah.
What's the next number you're going to do?
It's Nice Down Here, and it's got actually I've accidentally nicked one of my friend's songs, a guy called Gaz Brookfield, who's a singer-songwriter from Bristol, and he's got a song called Solar Acoustic Guy, and it's okay. I've checked with him, so it's all right that I've nicked it. But I wanted to play it because this song kind of sums up what Solar Acoustic Guy kind of sums up what I do. He does the same thing, touring around, playing on his own, and so I ended up putting it in the middle of this song. But this song, Nice Down Here, is kind of, I don't know, being very grateful for what I get to do, basically.
Excellent.
I'll show you that.
Here we go.
This is Nice Down Here. Watch out you don't slip, but don't you worry, 'cause it's nice down here, trust me.
Watch out you don't slip, but don't you worry, 'cause it's nice down here, trust me. I'm a solo acoustic guy. 2D iBox and a mic, a touch reverb if you like. I'm a solo acoustic guy. I'm a solo acoustic man. I'm a solo acoustic man. Oi mate, do you know any Ed Sheeran? I'm a solo acoustic man. Wonderwall and Freebird, there's no quest I have. You don't slip, but don't you worry, 'cause it's nice down here, trust me. Trust me.